Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are here on Monday the 26th of October, the last week in the great month that is October.
You're going to classify October as a great month?
Okay. Every month's a great month.
Okay, that's fine.
Come on.
I was wondering if like you had like a reason why October would be your great month.
Or... No, June's the best month, though.
What? June?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I was born that month.
Okay.
That's the day I achieved liberty from my mother's womb.
I am well aware of that.
I was informing our listeners, Tyler.
Okay. Sorry, it's been a long day.
Really? You haven't done anything.
I know. That's why it's been such a long day.
Yeah, when you don't do things, it's kind of makes things hard, you know? It's like, you just sit on your butt and go to 7-Eleven!
It's basically the highlight of my day so far, is that I walked down to 7-Eleven because we ran out of ranch.
And Tyler, I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Tyler's, I needed my ranch. It's pretty much like his heroin.
I need
without ranch, Tyler does not exist.
I needed ranch.
Okay, Tyler.
Keon.
This is going to be a tangent, but in a zombie apocalypse,
yes.
Would you make it a priority to get ranch?
No.
Okay.
My life is more important than ranch, but just one step above important.
You're below important.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, so your life is one more step above ranch. Okay.
Yeah.
Your ranch is one step. So it goes life, ranch, family, or life, ranch, God, family?
Theoretically, I think you have to go God, life.
Ranch or family?
I'd more likely save a family member or friend. Family or friend before I would go search for ranch.
Okay, so God, life, family, friends.
Family, friends.
Other people ranch or ranch other people?
Mattering on how dumb that person is.
But, okay.
Because the dumbness factor during a zombie apocalypse is huge.
Right.
If that idiot decided it was a good idea to just run out there and start killing people... Bye, have a nice day.
Okay, right.
If it was somebody that was going out to save one of their friends or family and they needed backup, I would jump in.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so it'd be God, my life, family or friends, heroic action.
Okay, heroic act.
And
then ranch?
Then ranch.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to add to that list? We can see where it gets placed.
No, I think
because ranch is, I mean...
Ranch is up there.
I debate on how to get to the 7-Eleven from our apartment if all of a sudden there was an apocalypse.
Yeah, that's one of those things that's good about our apartment is that we're high up, and zombies get tired on stairs.
Yeah.
And then, two, we're close to a 7-Eleven, which is also a food source for us.
Yeah.
After all the zombies in our area have died out. Bad thing, though, is we have over 900 apartments in this complex.
Thus, a lot of zombies.
That would be, I mean, that is the one downfall.
And I like our placement in our apartment building is...
Close to the stairs.
Close to stairs, easily fortified.
Yes.
And we're on the corner so we can see everybody coming and going.
Absolutely. It's like we've talked about this. I have my balcony.
Yeah.
Is like my kingdom. Like I look out and greet my kingdom every morning. It's pretty fantastic. And then with the impending zombie apocalypse upon us... we can see the zombies come and go, as we will. No.
I really wish that zombies were real.
They probably will be one day, I just don't want to live to see them.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I want a good excuse to shoot somebody.
That's terrible.
A zombie's not a real person. If you turned into a zombie, I would shoot you.
Absolutely. We have the zombie pact.
That would thus classify as not, like, murder.
Is there really murder in a zombie apocalypse?
I would say that all quote-unquote murders of zombie is self-defense.
Yeah, it's like trying to
any
kill,
way you
like,
look at it.
So you get attacked by a tiger. It's not poaching, because you got attacked by the tiger.
If you are living not in Africa, and you shot a tiger, I don't see how you can classify it as poaching.
True. And the tiger's attacking me.
You know, but I'm just saying, like, a tiger walking around, uh-huh. like, if a tiger was to come walking down like a zombie, like, uh-huh. in a zombie attack, we got attacked, not attacked, but a tiger was walking
so
down
the street. So say a tiger attack more.
Not even tiger attack, he's just walking. Uh-huh. If I was to shoot him, that is theoretically self-defense, no, because the tiger itself, at any moment, could attack.
Yeah, but here's the thing, he's
for
not.
The safety of the greater common of this land.
Yeah, but he's not attacking, though.
So you just want a tiger to go stroll around?
You could kill zombies, potentially.
Okay, minus the zombies.
Okay.
You would want a tiger just to stroll around.
You just call animal protection.
But what if it's...
If someone's getting attacked by the tiger, yes, then you can kill the tiger.
I think it's one of those...
No!
It's the Minority Report. You kill before the action even occurs.
Here's why, because I would like to ride that tiger off into the sunset, and he would be my friend. His name would be Shadowfax.
Shadowfax the tiger.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Wow. You way thought that out.
No, that was all for the moment. Okay. I think that's a character of some sort in some movie.
Okay. But yeah. I would shoot the tiger on spot.
Okay.
End of story.
I can see that.
I pretty much feel that way with anything of the tigers to zombies to gang affiliation people. You can just shoot them on the spot and thus self-defense.
Interesting.
You're not gonna go with that.
Not gonna exactly agree with that. No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope. Not gonna do that. I just have a hard time with the preemptive strike stuff. Not a big fan of it. I don't know if it works.
My logic
is to be proven.
The best defense is a solid offense, and in that, shooting first.
Okay.
I'm a shoot first, ask questions later kind of person.
And I'm a aim with your finger on the trigger, and once something looks fishy, then you shoot.
Shoot, then ask questions.
Well, yeah.
That's how I roll.
Mm. Okay.
Dirty Harry style.
Dirty Harry. You gotta ask yourself one question. You feel lucky? It's one of my dad's favorite movies.
It's a great movie.
It's fantastic. So, today, we are talking about...
20 minutes later.
it's more like 6, 7, I don't know, I haven't been counting. Today we're talking about this week in fitness. We pulled up some articles, some things that are great in fitness and some things that are not so great in fitness. So Tyler, what's your first article about?
My first article is roughly about the H1N1.
I was going to pull one of those articles too, but I decided, you know what, I don't need to talk about that.
I am just over it, mm-hmm. in all honesty. I think it's a huge
We have a friend
sham.
That had it.
Yeah,
and she's fine.
I'm not sold on that either.
Oh, well, she probably had some kind of flu.
She said that she had the hog flu.
As the Israelis like to say, the Mexican flu.
Oh, I like to call it the hog flu because I think it's.
Did
a
you
bunch
hear about
of
that whole
hog.
Like that whole travesty?
Yeah,
that
I
was
about
dumb.
That. Well, that's the thing that's so funny about this flu is it started off as, you know, the swine flu that, oh, don't do anything to a pig and you won't get it. Then they found out that it has nothing to do with pigs.
Really? I missed that.
Has nothing to do with pigs. And then, yeah, it originated in Mexico, but it's actually in, like, other places, too, and all this stuff. Long story short, there's, like, I don't know the actual number. I'm making this up. There's, like, at the most, we'll say 1,000 people have died from it.
Right.
And
because they didn't get care.
Well, they died from it. We'll just say that. There are multiples of them, A, didn't get care, B, were... in some third world country and kind of a thing. Also, at the end of the day, the normal flu kills like 20,000 people.
Exactly.
That's where I'm just like, why is this such an issue? Then we should be worried about the flu every 6 months whenever it pops up.
Every,
and it should be this
season.
Event of great travesty.
That's why we have the flu shot. You know how they came up with the flu shot? They go to Asia and see how the virus has changed in Asia because apparently they're a flu season ahead of us. And they come back and create the vaccine. That's how they do it. It's really weird.
Have you ever gotten a flu shot?
No, I don't do that.
I don't either.
I think it's stupid.
I don't buy it.
I don't. Well, here's the thing. If you eat well, drink a lot of water, and make sure you get enough vitamins in your day, ta-da, you don't get sick. I hardly ever get sick.
I will say, yeah, I fully agree with you on that. I rarely get sick either. The funniest thing in the world was last night. Keon and I went to a Halloween party last night, and there was a lot of intoxicated people there.
It was awesome.
That guy that was like, yeah, I haven't been sick for 8 years. You want to know when I gave up on healthcare? 8 years ago. My body knows that I can't afford it, so I don't get sick.
Right.
And it was the funniest thing in the world, because I was like, oh, that's clever.
Yeah, that's kind of a entertaining thing.
Yeah, I was... But this article that was written basically says that Obama is calling for, like, rise to arms, people.
Oh, whatever.
And I just don't buy it. Like I don't buy it.
Like, I just don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. It's not going to be the zombie apocalypse virus.
Which I'm pissed about, first off. And then second off, I know that this is going to sound like I'm a big jerk, but hey, survival of the fittest. Knock off some of the weak.
Yeah, we are kind of overpopulated. Let's not lie.
If I get it and die, I should have
taken your vitamins.
I should have done something more.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's kind of
like,
just how I see it.
I have compassion, you know, for people. I have empathy. Like, yes, I do not personally want to die, so I understand why other people personally do not want to die. And that makes sense. So I think, yeah, you try and prevent that as much as possible. So, but I just don't think that... For some reason, disease and that kind of stuff just doesn't come into mind. Like, you take care of yourself, you know? It's like, you don't need all these crazy prescription medications. You don't need all that stuff for the most part. Most people probably don't need them, you know? And when you start messing around with that, you're messing with your body's chemistry. And that just really can screw you up.
Yeah, I don't...
Because once you start messing with one thing that causes... It's kind of like the whole...
telephone concept.
No, it's like a landslide. You know, it's you throw off, or a snowball effect, you know? You throw off one piece of snow and blah, 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 it goes into this huge, massive snowball that crushes a town.
Yeah, I just don't, the whole concept from A to B, my favorite, though, in it is the mass hysteria. I saw somebody a couple of weeks ago wearing a face mask. Like, the little paper ones or whatever.
Awesome. I wear one of those.
2 days later, I read this whole article about how the particles for it are so small that it actually can get through the thing and that the paper...
Well, you could probably get like a military-grade one.
You literally would have to get a gas mask
and
walk around with that for... Like, that's what this article was reading. Not the one that I was reading.
You could fill it with pure oxygen.
I just get so frustrated with people that do the... Oh... Channel 5 News or Channel whatever News told me that I should do this, so I'm going to do it. And it's like...
Just like knee-jerk reactionary response. It's like,
yeah,
just hang back. It's not the end of the world.
I don't watch news. I mean, we don't have cable, but in general, I never really watch the news because I find that they just do the mass hysteria concept with everything.
Because you and I both know this. News, most media sources are there to sell you things.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you can't get around that. So if they can get you to tune in for this crazy whatever, if they have a really sensationalized story, then blah, blah, blah. Ipso facto, they make more on advertisements. They get more people tuning in and all this stuff. So overall, like, I'll troll through the BBC. I'll troll through The Guardian and CNN and all that. But I'll read. You know, you have to like, search for actual stories. It's kind of sad now.
Yeah, there's just not something that's like, here's the facts, take what you want.
Exactly. But. So, I mean, because everyone's like, oh, you have to be objective, blah, blah, blah. But there's no objective perspective, ever. You know, you can only, no matter who you are, you can't have a completely objective view. Because even just the facts is an objective point of view.
Yeah. You know? Well, yeah, I agree that because it's that thing where I always want to know, especially during presidential races and stuff like that, I literally wish that instead of spending billions and billions of dollars, not billions, but millions of dollars on their campaigns, if they would just literally make a list of things and
yes,
go,
no, yes,
this
no,
is
yes,
what
no.
I would do.
Right.
This is what I would do. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I now have this sheet of four paper. Like, I don't even care if it's five pages. I mean, I'd stop at five. If it gets farther than that, I'm not going to read all of it.
Right.
But, you know, five-page deep paper that's just, this is what I am preaching.
Right.
This is what I believe. This is what I want to do. Blah, blah, blah. Here's the first day in office. I'm going to try and get these five things done. These are my main... It's kind of like a, I wish that, and that's kind of with all news things. Okay, here's the facts. N1, H1N1. Okay, it originated here. There's this many people dead. Right. In the big realm of this, not an issue.
Right. Right. It's money. That's all.
I know.
That's
it's
it.
Frustrating.
Yeah. So pretty much our take on H1N1.
Get over it.
Go drink some water. Take your vitamins. Let's move over to a more training-oriented piece of literature. This is from Eric Cressy. He's a strength and conditioning coach in Boston. And this, he focuses more on the athlete, so this is kind of oriented towards athletes. But there's some good stuff that you can take out for the general population, which is what we kind of preach to. We preach to people who want to just look sexy.
Amen.
So the title of the post is When Efficiency is All Wrong. And efficiency, I mean, Todd, what's your take on efficiency in general? More efficient, the better is pretty much what you say, right?
What was that?
The more efficient, the better is pretty much your take on life.
Yeah.
Right? Just get it done.
Get it done as fast as possible with as less work as possible.
Right. But when it comes, let's think about this. When it comes to training, like getting, like losing fat, you want to be as inefficient as possible. You want your body to work as hard as it can to burn as many calories as it can, right?
Yeah.
So if you, you know, are really, really efficient at running, you're burning less calories than if you're not efficient at running, right?
No, yeah, I agree.
So, like, being bad at something almost is good. Because like, if you take a basketball player, if I shoot my free throws and I have to chase after all my missed free throws, that's that much extra running that I have to do. You know?
Yeah. No, I was just trying to, I've not used the term efficient in working out. Just because I don't see where it is a productive concept.
Well, I mean, efficiency is a big term in strength and conditioning and that kind of, and that world in biomechanics. But when it comes to the general population, you want to be trading things out of your workout. So that's why it's so important to keep changing your workout up and doing different stuff. So you're constantly being as inefficient as possible. So you're burning as many calories as possible.
Yeah.
And it's like going back to the whole Tony Horton P90X thing. It's like the whole quote unquote muscle confusion principle of adaptation. The more your body has to guess at what you're doing, the faster you're going to lose fat and get towards your goals.
Yeah.
So I think that's just kind of an interesting way to go, you know? And it's like, as far as form goes, too, it might be more efficient to, like, see this picture of this guy. He's, like, bending down doing a deadlift, right? Mm-hmm. And it's more efficient to just curl through your back and just yank the weight up, but it's not as good in the long run. So, because you're going to injure yourself and blah, 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 all this stuff. So, I thought it was an interesting takeaway.
Just how to think about it while you're doing it.
Exactly. It's like that, and that's why you don't get stuck in these ruts, is because your body gets used to it, and you get more efficient. So your goal should be to be, as far as general population goes, we're not talking about athletes, we're not talking about, you know, competitors, we're talking about you wanting to lose weight, you wanting to get stronger, you wanting to fill in the blank, you should be really inefficient in your training.
But in that inefficient, I would stress the, but form.
Oh, yeah, form perfect. Like, form does not even come into play. Form, okay. You must be perfect. If you're not perfect in your form, you should probably go home.
Yeah, because that's, when I hear inefficient, I think of people that cut corners and try and do things faster and not.
But see, that would be more efficient, technically. Because you're getting your end goal faster.
No, I get that. But what I was trying to say is that, to be efficient, I notice a lot of people will cut corners, be fast, and do stuff like that. So in the working out concepts, I would say don't be efficient, because you need to work on your form. You need to work on all that stuff. Take the 10 extra seconds. It's better to be there for an hour instead of a half hour kind of a thing.
Doing right, yeah.
It's better to be there for a half hour doing it. It's better to be there for an hour doing it right than a half hour doing it wrong.
Yeah, or vice versa. I mean, it's always better to do it right than to do it wrong. And it's always, and I guess the point that jumped out at me is that your workout should not be the same, pretty much. You know, it's like, don't get good at your workout. The second you become good at it and it's comfortable is the second you need to change it.
Mm-hmm. Fully agree.
Okay. Beautiful. Let's move on. What's your Numero Dos article.
Numero Dos. This one was just more of a pet peeve.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at... It's bodybuilding.com. They have a bunch of random people that write for them. And this guy was talking about cycling protein through your diet. Yeah. That look on your face of confusion was the one that
I had. Not confusion, so much more as anger.
That I had as I was reading it. So, this guy talks about, you know, like, there's different supplements that you're supposed to cycle through. Like, creatine was the first one that came to mind. We'll talk about creatine eventually. But it's a supplement that dehydrates your body and stuff like
it. That's such a negative way to look at it, though. I know, but... because it has a lot of really good positive aspects,
it's
too.
Good, but short term, like, just real fast.
Like, immediately, yeah. To
you. And we don't need to get into it, but they suggest that you cycle through it, so, like, a month of it on, a month of it off.
Well, that's mainly
like,
because...
rough concept is that what it is.
Because your body will stop producing it naturally. That's why you have to cycle.
So. That's why... we could get into
it. Yeah, let's not do that.
I just wanted to real fast.
Okay, so let's talk about this protein.
So this protein thing was like it was every 15 days, they wanted you to cycle 3 times.
So 5 days on,
So they broke it down into 15 days. So the first 5 days, if you were a 200-pound man, you'd have 200 grams of protein, okay?
I'm going to eat a whole cow a day. Yeah.
So you'd have 200 grams of protein. And I was like, okay, that's roughly, I get that concept, cool. Then the next 5 days, their cycling was like, okay, then the next 5 days just have 185. And I was just like, so you get out of 15 grams?
Right.
Like, does that really affect anything?
What was the whole point of the cycling?
That it will keep. It was the same concept of it keeps your body metabolism guessing, and it was just like, really though, 15 grams is gonna affect you. Like that's not even a. That's less than a protein shake. That's less than a serving of chicken.
Right.
That's less than a serving of anything.
Right.
Like, so it's like. Okay, instead of a full chicken breast, I'm going to just cut one in half?
Right.
And now I'm cycling my protein?
What's cycle number 3?
Go back to 200.
That's silly.
So really, it's 10 days of 200, then 5 days of 185.
And that goes on, like, in... like,
and then that's forever? Indefinite.
Wow.
And I just was, like, that...
That seems, like, so ridiculous. Like, for the things you can focus on in your training, your eating, I'm going to focus on... decreasing my protein intake by 15 grams every 5 days and then increasing it every 5 days, like
that would be so meticulous, I would find.
And like, I don't think, like, let's focus, like, focusing on those tiny little minuscule things is not gonna do jack.
Well, I agree with the minusculeness. If they were to be like, okay, do a day at 200, then a
like 150.
Yeah, or even 100. Right. Like, just don't have any protein at all. I would then be like, okay, that's an interesting concept. Like, right. I'd like to see their studies and stuff. The fact that it was just 15 grams, I was like,
yeah.
I don't know if I could theoretically cut just 15 grams out. I'd have to, like, weigh stuff out. And it was just, that concept was such a. As I was reading, I was like, oh, I was literally expecting it to be like a 200, then 100, 200 kind of a thing. And then I get down, it's like only 15 grams less.
Or even maybe 200, like 250.
You know? Yeah, so like you boost it ridiculous. So you go
into a carbohydrate deficit. That might be an interesting, you know, it's like.
And it was just not what I was expecting when I got to the bottom and they showed this whole how to do it. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
That's the concept you're throwing out there. That's interesting.
Yeah, because I mean. Which from all the nutritionists I've, like, read and talked to, it's like, your body thrives better on consistent nutrients.
Yeah. So, but I, because I like bodybuilding.com, I shouldn't talk about them since they are semi a different website.
Whatever.
But I don't care. But truefitnessacademy.com's way better. yeah. So, it was just kind of like, do they let anybody write for them? Like, I was searching through his facts and his stuff, and I just couldn't. I was more frustrated by the end of it because I usually will read an article just start to finish. Here comes a sneeze.
Oh no!
Keep talking, or maybe not.
Well, here's the thing. Like, it goes back to just like knowing who you're reading and who you're listening to and what kind of certification statistics and things that they've done in their life. So if this guy was just a, like, yes, bodybuilders have a good perspective, and yes, scientists have a good perspective, but if you're just kind of on both, like one side only, like if you're just a bodybuilder or just a scientist, you're not going to have as much information, a whole picture of it. So it's probably one of those things that came from this really controlled lab study.
But it still just was, I mean, it had to be controlled, or it was just more of like, hey, this is my hypothesis.
Or this is what has worked for me.
Yeah, and I just, as I was reading, I just could not buy what he was selling. Hmm. And it was just, it was just one of those interesting, because I thought about it, I was like, that'd be an interesting thing to do, is like cycle protein, and just see how that affects your body, because for the most part, I do the exact same nutrition concept every day. And it is good to keep your body guessing, but...
Yeah. But it's one of those things, I'm not sure if keeping your body guessing with its food is good. Because usually when your body starts guessing with its food, it starts going into starvation mode.
Or it goes into the better safe than sorry, let's store.
Exactly. It's like, let's just keep as much crap as we can, because we're not sure what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So...
It your body becomes an ant colony and just goes, let's hoard everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Yeah. So, I would prefer... Like, I've never had my clients go on any crazy diets before. Right. It's just building a consistent lifestyle. So, which kind of leads us to my second article. This is one from About.com, written by Paige Wehner. And Paige is talking about getting your quote-unquote workout mojo back. And then there's another article, so I kind of have two. It's also written by Miss Paige Wehner. And she's talking...
Okay, hold on. What is her name?
Paige Wehner. W-A-E-H-N-E-R. Wehner.
Sound like Wehner.
And she's talking about rules to live by. What rules help you stay fit? So I have these two articles written by the same person. And I'm looking at them, and I start getting really frustrated. I couldn't figure it out. For like a good 5 minutes.
Scroll back up. I always like it when they show the picture of the person that wrote the article, because it always cracks me up when they're like really heavy set. I don't know why. I'm just kind of weird like that.
Yeah. Regardless, I was trying to figure out why I was getting angry by reading both these articles. And then I finally got it. It's living by rules never, ever works. If you build arbitrary rules to try and get yourself like in shape, it's never going to work. I mean, like, you know, you're like, oh, I won't eat this because of this. And you're just, all you think about is eating your craving, you know? Or let's talk about the rules.
What
to
are
live
some
by.
Of the rules?
Take the first parking space. It's talking about, it's the minuscule stuff. So it's like, you walk a long way to the store. Ban all moving walkways. You take out these little things that don't really have any impact on your overall health and fitness, right? So it's like, again, focusing on the minuscule stuff, like the 15 grams of protein in that other article, it's like, why care about this? Like, there are much more important issues to tackle first, and then you can, then to fine-tune it, that's when you kind of jump on this stuff. Like, then you kind of like, okay, what else can I do? Now you're just building a arbitrary lifestyle that doesn't really build any sort of fitness into your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm more was trying to read what her random rules were.
I'll go through all of them. Have a glass of water before you, when you crave something sweet. Eat your veggies first. Prepare your fruits and veggies right away. So it's like...
I don't know, like, so these are... Okay, so what's the article?
It's called, What Rules Help You Stay Fit.
See, it's funny, it's just like, it's a word play that's the thing that's interesting. Because it's not like... These are rules. It's just kind of like...
Guidelines.
Random tips.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be honest, like, when I eat, I don't eat the starchy carbs first. I always save those last because I know that I want to knock out my proteins and my vegetables first.
Right.
So that I know that I have room for them and then throw the carbs in because I, diet-wise, am on a lower carb intake. So, yes, eat your veggies first.
But
works,
that
but
should
it's
be a,
not the
that
rule
be a,
of my life.
Exactly, that should be an outcome of your diet. It's like, so, this is my diet, I'll enjoy, and this leads to a lifestyle that doesn't enjoy food, it doesn't enjoy life. You know, it's like, it's just simple, like, stupid things.
And I don't know, like, I could kind of debunk all of these. Okay, so have a glass of water. Well, you theoretically should be having 6 to 8 glasses of water every day. So if you did that, wouldn't one eventually show up at a time that you had a sweet tooth craving?
Exactly. And yeah.
So that gets rid of that one. Ban all moving walkways. What about injured people? What about, like...
And, I mean, for me, all this does is just allow yourself to focus on things that don't matter and then lie to yourself that, oh, I'm doing something healthy for me. When in actuality, all you're doing is focusing on stupid things and allowing the big things to kill you.
What about this? I work out in the mornings.
Uh-huh.
I wake up at 5 o'clock, I work my butt off, and then I come home. What if I had a flight at like 10 o'clock in the morning, right after my workout? I don't feel like walking now, carrying up all my luggage. Right. I love the walkways.
Yeah.
I already worked out. Why are you making it harder on me? I needed something easier to do.
So, I understand that sometimes rules can help people with, like, their diet and whatever, but setting arbitrary ones that just doesn't make sense. Like, a better rule instead of eat your veggies first would be make sure that your plate has vegetables on it. You know, it's like, make sure your meal is well-balanced and you don't overeat. That would probably be a first rule, because I'd rather you not overeat than eat your veggies first, you know?
No, I fully agree.
Because you can pound down veggies and then pound down 2 pieces of cake. And, you know, like, these just seem like they're from out of nowhere.
I know I'm nitpicking, but she wrote that first one very odd. The taking first parking space.
Taking the first parking space.
When shopping, make it a rule that you pull into the back of the parking lot and take the first space available. Well, most parking spots now, like, they're shopping centers, so there's actually stuff on both sides.
True. I guess she's talking about, like, the furthest one from where you want to go. Which, to me, is just ridiculous. Like, you are walking an extra, maybe, 50 yards. And that's not going to change. That's going to maybe burn 10 calories there and back. Like, that's not going to do a whole lot for you. And the second article she wrote was getting your workout mojo back. And all it is...
I love when people say mojo.
It's just excusing... These are excuses. Cut your workout short. Give yourself permission to have a bad workout. Go through the motions. Take a break from your workouts. If you're on a good workout program, you should not be feeling these things.
Getting back on your workout... Okay, so basically...
So this is like you're having a crappy day.
You're like, I don't feel like working out.
Right, so... Like, for me, it's like going, like, cut it, give yourself permission to have a bad workout. A bad workout, to me, is a workout that can cause an injury. Like, if you're not focused and you're not right there, you're going to get hurt. So, I'd rather, cut it short or go through the motions. Like, going through the motions is even dangerous. Like,
what does going through the motions mean?
Just kind of, like, doing it without, like, feeling, I don't know. So, for me, I would rather have someone just... Like, to take a break and cut it short are better to me. It's like, if you're in a good periodized workout plan, you shouldn't need to take a break, and you shouldn't need to cut your workout short. Like,
I find that the days that I take a break, like, let's say I have a workout plan that's 5 days a week.
Uh-huh.
Let's say day 4 shows up and I don't feel like working out. If I take the break, it usually rolls into the next day, where, like, the next day I talk myself out of it.
Right. And then, it's like, oh, I'm already on a roll.
I'm already on my roll of not doing it. So it's like, okay, I worked out 3 days of my 7-day week, and then Monday I have to talk myself into it.
Right.
I don't know. I think getting your workout mojo... Like, if I was to write this, I could probably write it in one sentence. Get a workout that's fun.
Yeah. If you're having a crappy day, start with the stuff you love most... And then at the end of your workout, if you're not feeling it, then you don't do what you had. But you should be feeling it by that point, so you do the hard stuff.
My second sentence of my paragraph would be, train with Keon and Tyler from True Fitness Academy.
There it is.
That basically would get you the mojo perfection, and on that note, I think we're done.
We're out. If you want to read any of these articles, we're going to post the links on truefitnessacademy.com.
.com!
Is that Yahoo?
No, I don't know. That was just .com!
And that's about it. I'll look forward to hearing from you guys. We're doing listener mail on Tuesday, and we're taking a rant on Wednesday. We're taking some time to just yell at things that we hate in the gym. So, should be fun. Should be fun.
Yeah. I don't know what you want me to say with that.
It looked like you were going to close us out.
Oh. Tupac for life.
Peace.